Stardate is presented every night at midnight and every afternoon at 5:58 on WUSC. If you listen with both speakers on, you'll get a hodgepodge of stuff. You probably won't understand the word of it, but it's good music nonetheless. It comes from The Clash off Sandinista. It's called If Music Could Talk. If only it could. 12:53 and 37 degrees. You're listening to Radio Free Long Island. I'm Eric Corley, along with Mike Juhas, who's still in the conference room trying something else out. How's it going, Mike?
Well, we got one ringing.
Oh, we got another one ringing.
Yeah, we're trying to call.
Sounds like a friendlier ring.
This is WRUR we're trying to get in Rochester.
WRUR.
Correct.
In Rochester. Was that the one we were trying to get before?
No.
Oh.
You were trying to get WITR in Rochester.
Oh, well, that explains why they didn't answer.
Of course. I don't know. Something's not right here. More people should be answering.
Well, maybe they have something better to do on a Friday night than sit around and answer the phone.
Must be. Well, who knows? They could be DJs looking for records.
Possibly. Things are very hectic at radio stations. I don't know if you realize that. Did somebody pick up there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Is this WRUR?
Yes, it is.
Can I speak to the DJ on air, please?
Yes, you may. Hi.
Hello. My name's Mike Juhas. I'm calling from radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, New York.
Uh-huh.
And we have you on the air here right now. Any objection?
None.
Great. So, how are things doing up there in Rochester tonight?
Pretty quiet weather-wise. We're, like, cranking out normally. Nothing else really unusual.
Mm-hmm. What kind of music are you playing tonight?
Well, right now we're playing, like, R&B, and we're going to start playing some fast stuff very, very soon.
Oh, okay. So where are you located on the dial up in there in Rochester?
88.5.
I see.
And higher than they are.
And what's your name?
Oh, I never give my name out to people I don't know personal. Like, sorry.
Oh, that's quite all right. That doesn't matter. But how many watts do you folks put out up there?
I think we crank out around. Hang on just a second.
Yeah, sure.
Well, he's got us on hold now in Rochester.
That's right.
He doesn't give out his name, and he's a DJ.
Yes. Why don't you talk to him, too? You can press your button as well.
But then it sounds like I'm coming through a tin can.
Or a toilet, like you said before.
Well, I didn't want to say that over the air, but since you already did
it,
yes.
You were talking about diarrhea last week.
Well, that was an editorial opinion. That's different.
Oh.
He probably has to go on mic now and say he's...
How many watts we put out?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm not as trained a technician as I should be, but I'd say around about maybe 5-10K.
Oh, hey, that's interesting. That's very good. That's good. And what's your general programming like up there? What's your general kind of music you play, or?
That depends on what day and what time you ask us.
Oh.
Right now I'm doing R&B, but if you'd have come on maybe around about, say, 4 or 5 hours ago, it would have been rock and roll, and maybe 12 hours ago, it would have been classical. If you'd have called, say, around about 36 hours earlier, like around about 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, it might have been jazz.
Uh-huh.
Ask the gentleman if he plays reggae.
6 o'clock, 7 o'clock on Sunday will be new wave.
Do you play any reggae up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Wow. But
sometimes we play it on the R&B, sometimes we play it on the new wave.
Uh-huh. Sometimes on the classical.
Can I make a request?
Sure.
I want to hear Jamming by Bob Marley and the Wailers.
We got it. I'm not sure if we got any Marley.
It's on the Exodus album.
Okay, I'll try.
Okay, great.
Hey, well, ask the man if he's ever heard of Radio Free Long Island.
Have you ever heard of Radio Free Long Island?
That I've not heard of.
Okay, because that's what you're on right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so most of Long Island has the potential to actually be listening to you at this very moment.
Oh, God.
Yes.
I have a request,
What's your request?
Okay, I guess it's fair.
If you can cut into my programming, send a message out to Debbie Jean Green's folks saying that Debbie's doing all right.
Oh, well, we're not allowed to do that kind of thing on the air. It just happened
cool,
anyway.
That's
so.
Cool. Okay.
Well, it was really nice talking to you then.
All right. What's your name again?
My name's Mike Juhas, and what's yours?
Mike Juhas?
Right.
I'll tell our program director to try and get in touch with you. Stony Brook?
Right.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Well, thanks for calling.
Hey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I still don't understand that. He doesn't give his name out to people, and he's a DJ. I mean, how would it be if everyone on WUSB...
said, I'm Eric Corley.
No, said... didn't say their name at all, and...
said something like, I'm the early morning riser.
Right, and had the whole world wondering just who you were.
I found out what his name is.
How did you find out what his name is?
It's very simple. His real name is Earl.
Oh, you're talking about... I thought you meant this guy.
No.
Oh, yeah, I know his name is Earl. His name's been Earl for at least 5 years.
Oh, I think we'll be allowed to say that.
5 years? We can say 5 years.
Let's call
up... Can't say seven... Oh. Excuse me.
Let's call up another radio station. This time we're going to try Sunny at Cortland.
Cortland?
Mm-hmm.
Cortland, New York?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
Boy,
sunny, right?
I never thought I'd talk to anybody in Cortland, New York.
Well, you're going to do it now.
Where is Cortland, by the way? Do you know geographically where that
lies? Let's ask him if we get a hold of
him. Spectrum? Okay, just he'll answer the phone and we'll say, where are you?
This is WSUC we're calling.
Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. It's 12:59, and this is WUSB in Stony Brook. We don't know what we're going to hook ourselves into.
It's ringing.
A lot of these stations might not be on the air now.
Yes.
WSCFM, may I help you?
It's on.
Can I speak to the DJ on air?
Yes, I'm on the air, but I have to go on. Can you hold for
sure,
a few minutes?
Sure can, right.
Just for about 60 seconds.
Okay.
Thanks.
Right.
DJs are so exact about something. 60
seconds.
She's going
to do a legal ID, I'm sure.
Okay, I've got the timer going here, and we'll time it to 60 seconds exactly, and I'm sure she'll be back just at that moment.
Too bad she can't hear you.
That's a pity.
Well, it's probably just as good.
I'm sure she'll survive somehow. You think she'll tell us her name at least?
Well, I'll ask her.
It would be nice. What gave you this idea, Mike, to start calling radio stations in New York?
Why not?
That's a very good inspiration, I must say.
Several weeks ago, we called up the station in Bridgeport, Connecticut, which I had billed to my home phone bill, in fact.
Mm.
Operator assistant, you know, that kind of thing. Well, we've been talking about the telephone company enough today. But I figured, why not call a bunch of New York stations?
It makes sense.
New York State, you know, like Sunny. Like we're calling Sunny at Cortland right now.
Yes, they're sort of like our
sister stations.
That's what I wanted to say, sister stations.
Well, she's our sister. We're her brother.
Whatever. We're coming up on 55 seconds now. 4, 3, 2, 1. Amazing. Amazing.
That's quite all
DJs,
right.
Aren't they?
That was exactly 60 seconds.
Did you time me?
We sure did.
You have a timer.
We're calling from radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, New York, and we have you on the air right now. Are there any objections to that?
Not at all. How on earth can you reach us in Stony Brook?
Well, we called you, remember?
No, I don't remember.
I just found your number here in a listing of some non-commercial radio stations, and I figured, why not call up a non-commercial radio station like yours?
Well, we are non-commercial, or we try to be.
What are you playing tonight?
Tonight, you mean right this minute?
Yeah.
Well, right now I'm playing some new music. It's from Philip Darrow, or Diero.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just played some Tom Petty.
Really?
Hall & Oates. Another new song from Dexy's Midnight Runners. And we've just had a special program. It's called Ichiku Park. It's backtracking a classic album, and we played Sticky Fingers in its entirety.
Oh, wow.
And that's what I've been playing since midnight.
Uh-huh. Well, we're non-commercial ourselves. We are very completely diversified, I guess, just like yourself. Do you have any classical shows up there?
We do. We have a classical show on Sunday morning.
Uh-huh. Do you play any reggae at all, since that seems to be the question we're asking everybody today?
Yeah, we do. We have a pretty good jazz collection. It's not really extensive, but it does include some reggae, too.
Oh,
we've
good.
Got some, the big names, Peter Tosh and everybody. And, we do play quite a bit of it.
Well, that's good. And what's your name? Can I ask you that?
My name's Jennifer Real.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just a DJ. I'm not anyone big.
Well, that's okay. I didn't expect to get anyone big.
Ask
at 1
how
o'clock
powerful
in the morning.
The station is.
How many watts do you folks push out up there?
Right now we're 10, but we're about to boost our wattage.
10 watts you are now?
We're 10.
10 watts.
Right.
Uh-huh. And what are you going to be boosting it up to?
241.
Oh, wow. 241 watts.
Yeah.
That's interesting. How come an extra one in there?
I don't know, actually. I don't know that much about the engineering or anything.
Uh-huh. That's very interesting, though. It's
are you taking a survey or something?
Well, I'm asking.
I guess now
I've
we
been
are.
I guess you could say we are now. We've been calling up certain radio stations throughout the state, and yours is the second one we've gotten a hold of, Jennifer.
Are you a campus radio station?
Yes, we are.
Uh-huh.
Sunny Stony Brook.
I see.
It's the sun's out here. That's why they call it sunny.
I didn't realize that there was another Sunny with a radio station.
Oh, yeah.
There are lots
of them.
Do you have administration involved, or is it student-run?
Eric, why don't you get on the phone and tell her?
Okay, well, I'm going to sound like a tin can, but
Eric's
I'll get on the phone
come
anyway.
Eric's going to the toilet here, and he's going to tell you.
Okay, just a second. I have to queue up another song. Can you hang on for a minute?
Sure.
Well, here I am. I don't think I sound too good, do I? Turn down the levels very good.
Why don't you talk on the box?
Oh, then I'll really... Okay, well, I'll try it.
That's what you were doing last time. Well, she's queuing up another record. And,
I told you!
Corky. Put your headphones on.
My headphones on?
Yeah.
Well, I do, oh, that caused feedback, I see. Okay, hold on.
Hello, there seems to be some oh, boy.
Phone's well on.
There seems to be some feedback here. I'm terribly sorry about that. But we're still here. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I had to queue up another album, so I put down the phone for a second.
Oh, yeah, that's quite all right. We run into the same problem here ourselves.
Yeah, it happens when you're the only person up in the station.
We're the only persons here. Our program's called Radio Free Long Island, where anything and everything goes.
Uh-huh.
We've just inaugurated. This is our fourth show so far at this time.
Okay.
And it's lots of fun.
Anything goes. You don't have any format that you have to follow.
Well, not this particular show, no.
Oh, I see.
None whatsoever.
What sort of anything do you play?
Eric, tell her what we play.
We play everything and anything, virtually.
Everything and anything.
We play all sorts of music, all sorts of talk. We talk to all sorts of people all over the world. We do anything.
Wow.
Not just on this program, but throughout the broadcast day.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. We pretty much have to follow a format. We aim to be progressive.
That's the general rule, I guess, of non-commercial stations. Like,
and that's what we try to do, but we do have to play so many, you know, new songs and so much from the popular popular collection.
Yeah, you try to keep everybody happy, huh?
Yeah, we try.
what are your feelings on the Grammys?
On the Grammys?
Yeah.
You mean the ones that were on TV the other night?
Yeah.
I thought it was really poorly executed.
Yeah.
Bravo.
You think so?
Well, I didn't watch it, but I have my own particular feelings on the thing. It's just a lot of rubbish to me.
Well, I was excited to see a few names in there that I didn't expect, like The Police got a nomination.
Oh, good.
I mean, it was only for Zenyatta Mandata.
Uh-huh.
Sort of a commercial thing now, but I was pleased to see that.
Well, that's good, at least.
I mean, he was up there with Stevie Wonder and everybody else.
Right. Yes.
Anyway, the question I asked was, you're a campus station, right?
Right.
Do you have administration involved, or are you student-run?
Well, we're basically student-run here.
Are you affiliated with the administration at all?
Yes, we're licensed by the state
of
New York.
We're licensed, the station license is through the state university.
Right.
But we're basically student-run. We get all our funds from the student polity organization, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
And what about you?
We are 100% student-run.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
No administration whatsoever. We're quite proud of it.
Yeah. I'll bet you are.
Yeah.
Well.
No, I think it's the sort of thing where we're a powerful influence and the administration would like to get their fingers in on it, but we strive to keep ourselves detached.
Stand up for your rights. That's what I always say.
Yeah, we try to.
Where are you located on the dial the next time I go through Cortland?
90.7.
Where's Cortland?
Exactly where is Cortland, by the way? I'm being asked to ask you this.
Where's Cortland?
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's about 30 miles south of Syracuse, straight down Route 11.
Uh-huh.
Straight down south.
Uh-huh.
You get to Binghamton, but about 30 miles south of Syracuse.
Okay, the next time I'm going up towards Oswego, maybe I'll tune you in for sure.
Possibly by the next time you go through, we'll probably be boosted up to 241 watts, so you may be able to pick us up on 81 as you zoom by.
Uh-huh.
I don't know for sure, though.
If not, I'll come through the community just to make sure. So do you do just a regular Friday night and Saturday morning show there, or?
Actually, I'm not the regular Friday night DJ. I'm sitting in for someone.
Uh-huh. So this is a lucky break for you. You get to be on two radio stations at one time.
Seriously?
Well, you're on your station and you're on ours right now.
Oh, I'm on the air right now?
Yes, you are.
Oh, boy.
To all of Long Island.
That's not fair. You didn't tell me that.
Oh, I did tell you.
Oh, I didn't realize I was on the air.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't listening.
You weren't listening. But, yes, you are, in fact, on the air. We're 4,000 watts, so most of Long Island could well be listening to you right now.
That's exciting. Maybe I'll get a big break sometime if
who
I go
knows?
And apply for a job.
But yeah, right.
I like my voice. I doubt it.
Well, I like your voice. Where do you hail from? Where do you live?
I'm a native Syracusan.
Native Syracusan.
One of those.
One of those, I guess.
One of those. Just because I'm not from downstate. That's not fair either.
Well, that's true, too. But so, Jennifer, it was really nice, really swell talking to you. Maybe I'll run into you one of these days.
Yes, I am up at WSUC quite often. You just might run into me if you stop in to visit.
Oh, for sure. Well, if you're ever down in Stony Brook, make sure you visit WUSB.
WUSB.
Yeah.
If I ever do get down there. I've only been down there once in my life.
What were you down for?
Visiting a friend on Long Island.
Whereabouts?
Babylon.
Well, maybe your friend is listening at this very moment.
Could be. You never know.
That's true. Okay, well, anyway, we're going to let you get back to your record library there.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
She didn't get it.
She didn't get it.
She'll get it like 20 seconds later. What? I didn't call them. They called me.
Right.
Well, Mike, this is very interesting. I like talking to people all over the state and sort of like a crusade, spreading the word of Radio Free Long Island, not only on the island, but throughout this great country of ours.
Oh, darn.
Oh. Yeah,
we have to call her back. I have to make a request for Bob Marley.
Okay, you call her back off air. Right now, we're going to listen to one of my favorite tracks. It's we were talking about reggae before, and this is some good down-to-earth Jamaica reggae, which is something I just love to hear. So let's take a listen to it.
One, two, three, four. And that reggae beat, you gotta go down to Jamaica. Take the J train down at Houston Street. It will let you off in Jamaica. Reggae music got that reggae sound. Basement reggae gone underground. Oh, Baba Jelly, Haile Selassie too. Filet gumbo and not a lot. Oh, lala.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Grossman. We didn't mean to hurt anything. We're just playing down here. Well, we're wearing sweaters. We'll pay for the screen.
Reggae music got that reggae sound.
Yes, I'm trying to remember the last time I was down in Jamaica.
Wow, our phone. Was that Bob Dylan?
No, that wasn't Bob Dylan. That was National Lampoon, actually.
Oh.
But that's the Jamaica I know. Take the J train from Houston Street. It'll let you off in Jamaica. That's the only Jamaica I'll probably ever be familiar with in my life.
I love that tune. I've heard that before.
You have?
I really have.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Did you get through to anybody else? Did you call her back?
No, I didn't. I got a call from a gentleman in faraway Center Reach.
Faraway Center Reach. Beautiful Center Reach, in fact.
Right.
We did a report from there once, didn't we? Something happened in Center Reach on this program. Oh, we called a jack-in-the-box
right.
Center Reach.
That's right.
When the Ralston Purina Corporation backed its sewage in Louisville, Kentucky.
Causing
we wanted to know,
yes.
Since jack-in-the-box is owned by Ralston Purina, we wanted to know if they had any information down there. They didn't, for some reason.
No, they didn't. They had absolutely no idea of what was happening in Louisville.
It's amazing. People are ignorant sometimes. I mean, not all people in Center Reach are ignorant, but
right.
That person was.
Do you want to call another radio station now, or do you want
to
go in?
Well, I'd like to listen to a real reggae song just a second. This is like one of my all-time favorites, and I really mean it this time because it's a new song, and I want to thank the gentlemen who were on earlier tonight, Philip and Peter, who do the Caribbean music. They're on every Friday from 7 to 9, and they lent me this record. It's
yeah, but you have to give it back.
Well, that's the whole point.
In the same condition as Lent.
It's June Lodge and Prince Mohammed, and this song, I understand, is number one in Jamaica, the other Jamaica. And maybe someday in Jamaica, New York, too. Who knows?
Probably is right now.
It's called Someone Loves You, Honey.
Every minute, every
Somebody loves that song, I can tell you that. That's, oh, I'm sorry. There you are.
Flip the switch.
I'm sorry about that.
Don't let it happen again.
No, that is an amazing song. I heard that last Saturday on Lister's program. Actually, Philip and Peter were filling in for Lister, and it was just an amazing, absolutely amazing song.
Yeah.
Very few songs I feel that way about the first time I hear them. But this is one that really hit me. I hope it stays with us for quite a while. It's number one in Jamaica. It's
soon to be number one in Stony Brook.
And Jamaica, New York, too.
Take the J train.
Now, we heard from Sidney Schreiber, is that right?
Yeah, he'll be back. He'll be along. But first, there's a message.
Oh, do we have a message?
We have a message.
Step down to low pay. That's right. Enroll at the Duluth School of Broadcasting and set yourself up for a career in the radio industry where you never know what's going to happen next. You, too, can be a real live DJ and you don't even have to speak English. Yes, become a radio announcer and join literally millions of Duluth grads placed in the highly unstable radio biz. Classes that start April 1st can get you on the air by June 1st and on the unemployment lines by July 1st. Act now. Get your application by calling 555-4216 and don't delay. Classes start April 1st, and that's no joke. Get off your duff and call Duluth at 555-4217.
Call Duluth. No joke there.
That's for sure.
Well, I'll look into it. I know that. I want to be on that unemployment line very soon. You meet a lot of interesting people on that line.
That's true. I know folks who have gone through such ordeals.
Yeah. Well, it's, you see, you know.
I knew a guy who was working in Ocean City, Maryland. He moved down from here, from Long Island, to Ocean City, Maryland, to radio station.
Radio station.
And they kept him for a week.
wait.
All the way down.
You mean he brought all his stuff with
mm-hmm.
him?
Yep.
And
he moved in. Well, he said
changed his, said goodbye to his friends and everything, had farewell parties, went down
the
there.
And I said, what the hell are you doing here? He gave you a weekend off already?
Wow.
Yeah.
Gave him several weekends off.
He said he'd gotten all moved in and all set up down there. He said it was a flop house, but
well, I hope he voiced his opinion on that.
He did.
Like that too much.
I'm voicing it for him.
All right, well, we have Sidney Schreiber.
Anyway,
he came in during that message.
Sid called up just now, and he said he was in Huntington.
Huntington. Okay, well, let's go right to Sidney Schreiber somewhere.
Sidney?
This is Sidney Schreiber, and tonight we're in Huntington. Yes, we're on Main Street right now, and as you can probably hear, the town is fairly busy tonight. We're going to be talking with some Long Islanders, and we'll find out what's going on right now. Well, here's someone sitting on the sidewalk. Hello, sir. What's your name?
John Schleckenbecker.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a drunk. I usually sit on sidewalks for a good part of the night and sing old songs in a kind of slurred speech.
I see. You live in Huntington, right?
No. I live in Medford. I usually sit in the street over there. But tonight I'm filling in for a close friend of mine who had to go to a party.
Uh-huh. So you're not the regular town drunk?
No, I'm not. But Bob should be back tomorrow night. He's in from 8 to 4, usually.
Oh, well, let me ask you, Mr. I'm sorry, I forgot what your name was.
Schleckenbecker,
I see.
Yeah, all right. Like the maple syrup.
Okay. All right, well, let me just ask you then if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
No, I don't think so. You see, drunks really aren't all that interesting.
No, I don't know about that. I mean, look back at the fool in Shakespeare's King Lear. He was always up in the clouds, but he said very interesting and at times relevant things.
Yeah, you're right there. Charles Dickens did that also. But you see, a Long Island drunk is quite different from a medieval drunk or even a Victorian drunk. The vocabulary isn't nearly as large and there are no double entendres or hidden innuendos at all.
See, would you say this is true of modern-day drunks in general, or simply those in Long Island?
I'd say a little of both. You see, today you still have your Bowery bums, and they're as witty and as versatile as ever. And the same holds true in most of America's big cities, and in Europe as well.
But not Long Island.
No, Long Island drunks just aren't as all that interesting, I'm afraid.
So you don't think you'd have anything engaging to say to our audience, is that right?
No, I doubt it.
All right, well, thank you for telling us that, and good luck to you. We're going to move on now and take a look at some of the indoor activities going on in Huntington. Here's a nice-looking place that a lot of people seem to be going into. Let's see if we can go in and talk to a few of them. Wow, this place is mobbed.
Hey.
I'm certain we'll talk to quite a lot of them before the night is over.
Hey, you. It's $5 to get in.
Oh, good evening, sir. I'm from Radio Free Long Island, and I'd like to talk to a few people.
I don't care who you are, Mac. You want to get in, you got to pay $5. Otherwise, turn the other way and start walking.
Well, I suppose I'll get paid back by the guys at the station.
Here you are. Thank you.
Okay, let's go over to the...
Hey, wait a minute. Let me stamp your hand.
Ouch! Oh. Well, let me see what that says, anyway. I always like to read what's stamped in my hand. I can't seem to... Excuse me, I don't think this stamp came out.
Oh, no. You have to look at it under this light.
Oh, well, let me just take a look at that.
Hey, will you just get out of here?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was in the way. Things are getting very busy over here, so let's go over to the bar and see if we can talk to someone over there. Oh, hello, young lady. What's your name?
Claire.
And what brings you down to this place on a Friday night?
Oh, I don't know. I just like to meet people,
check.
I guess.
Check.
There's really nothing else to
do. It seems as if the band is playing here right now, and it's kind of hard to hear what we're saying. So why don't we go back to the studios right now, and we'll come right back here when the music is over. The Radio Free Long Island, I'm Sidney Schreiber. Now back to the studios.
Oh, boy. Boy, that guy, I tell you.
We did it again.
Steve, Sid, boy, what can you say about that? I mean, he pays $5 and he wants us to pay him back
ladies and gentlemen, we are not going to pay Sidney Schreiber back for that $5. He didn't have to go in that bar, did he? Did we tell him to go into bar in Huntington?
No, he went in on his own accord.
He's probably getting,
getting what?
He's going to get smashed in there now with, while the band's playing for the next 40 minutes or so.
He said
he'd be back?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess we'll have to wait until the band finishes the set figure about 40
it
minutes.
It sounded like
we'll
he was talking
back to
some interesting people, though. That was a girl named Claire. In
Claire.
There. Yeah.
Well, she sounded interesting. She started saying something, but of course we couldn't hear a word of it.
It's pretty funny.
You know, it's funny.
This guy gets
Sidney,
all the luck.
Sidney is, if you ever talk to the guy and you know meet him when he's not doing his reporting, he's not a funny guy. He doesn't tell jokes or anything. He's very serious.
He's the butt of everybody's jokes. That's what it turns out.
The
to
funny
be.
Thing is, the things that happen to him, it just makes him so funny, and he doesn't even realize it. He still thinks that.
I hope he's not listening to us.
Oh, well, no, I don't think he can hear a thing now with that band.
That's true.
Sounded pretty interesting.
The way they just came right in over him. Poor guy.
Well, they have no respect for him, I don't think. Then again, not that many people do. Oh, we shouldn't be saying these things about our fellow
That's
workers.
True. That's true. He's going to get us anyway. He's going to hit us.
He's
with
gotten
his
us before.
Microphone.
He'll try it again.
But he never did get back at us for last week.
That's because he never got back to the studios That's after true. Last week.
He's
I think he'll have a double for us.
Yeah.
All right, Sidney will be back sometime later on tonight with a continuation of that report,
let's
I guess.
Let's hope
we could
so.
Say.
Yeah.
Well, let's, I guess let's hope
we'll
so.
Have more things in the meantime, though. But stay tuned for Sid. Poor guy.
Dog a pat, and then she said she had to run, 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 run. If you knew where to look, she could bear contemplation. Her assets ain't suffered because of inflation. Short sex meant a lot. I'd give her my best shot if I wasn't so hot. Well, there must have been some books that I could read. Thank you.
months and give her the pay. How else could I pay for those long months away with those so special people who live in? She said, now will you promise to be strong? I grabbed her hand and asked her, honey, there must be something wrong. And she replied, well, how can I live in such a lightweight song? And then she said she had to run, 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 run.
Right now you're listening to Radio Free Long Island on WUSB. Some folks say it's better than counting sheep. I don't know, maybe not.
Now, felines get dirty just the same as you and me. But we give ourselves baths on a regular basis. We even do this for our pet dogs. But when was the last time you gave your cat a bath? Oh, sure, we think they keep clean because they're always licking themselves. Well, that's not true. They just like to lick themselves. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but the fact remains that our kitties are getting filthy, dirty, stinking. So I urge all of you cat owners to listen right now, because I want to show you how to keep your cat clean. Now, I've brought my own cat, Herman, along as an example. Let me just lift him up on the table. There. Now, be sure you make your cat feel comfortable. Yeah, Herman, you want this to be an experience he'll look forward to. Now, with firm but gentle hands, grasp the underside of the belly and lift your cat over to a tub filled with water. Now, try not to let him see the tub until it's absolutely necessary. Now, after you're sure your kitty has seen the water, give him a reassuring pat on the head, grasp him firmly, and thrust him into the water. Now, make sure there's plenty of soap in there and scrub him as much as you can. Oh. Give him one final dunking and release him. Oh, look at him go. He knows that running around in circles like that will get him dry really quick. And you know, you really get a good feeling knowing you've done something nice for your pet. Well, that's about all for tonight. I'd like to remind you once again to buy my new book, Pets and Things. It tells you all you need to know about pets, and it even has a few helpful gardening hints thrown in there. Until next time, this is Roger Hartley speaking out on pets and wildlife.
Roger Hartley's Pets and Things is sponsored by Finkelstein's. Finkelstein's Ice Tongs at your local hardware store.
The crowd disperses. No one says that much.
someone's getting murdered. The Clash, I'm Sandinista again, on USB.
Is that your favorite record?
Right now it is, I have to say that.
I thought that reggae tune you played was...
Well, that was my favorite song, but this is my favorite album.
Huh.
But I felt it was appropriate, someone getting murdered after hearing from that guy for the last 10 or 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The guy in Syracuse
so
getting very deep.
Deep. So far, our response has been overwhelming against that guy.
I would expect it to be. I mean,
but then again, you know,
it's like chalk on a blackboard.
Can we arrange that? We don't have any blackboards in here. Next week. The guy, oh boy, here comes somebody else calling to tell us the same thing, probably. But anyway, we're going to be getting back to Sidney Schreiber shortly.
Yeah, Sidney called during that last song, and the band has finished playing over in Huntington at that bar that he's stuck in.
He's on the line now. Let's go.
Do you want to go to him right now?
Let's go to him right now.
Make him wait a little while.
Let's go to him right now.
Okay.
This is Sidney Schreiber back again at a bar somewhere in Huntington. The band has stopped playing now, and everyone is congregating freely. Now, before we were interrupted, we were speaking with a young lady named Claire over here at the bar. She's still over there, but let's see if we can speak with her now. Oh, excuse me. Hello, Claire. Claire, can I talk with you a moment?
What do you want? Oh, it's you.
Hey, who is this creep? I thought you told me you were alone.
I am alone. This man keeps following me and asking me questions.
Well, I'd just like to know who you are and why you're down here tonight.
Please just leave us alone. I don't feel like being on the radio.
You heard the lady, pal. Now shove off, or you're going to be sorry.
Please lower your voice. You're making a scene.
I don't care if I make a scene. This guy's a dim-witted fool, and it would satisfy my male ego to beat his face to a pulp.
Well, if that's the kind of person you are, then I don't think I want to...
Listen, please, don't get into an argument on my behalf. This is Radio Free Long Island, and we're all supposed to cooperate and live in peace.
Oh, shut up. And as for you, do you think you can just come in here and knock everyone dead with your inflated ego and...
Hey, what in the world are you talking about? I don't have to deal with this crap from no broad like you. You're just as lame-brained as he is.
How dare you say something like that about me?
I can say anything I want about you.
I think maybe
you.
We should
Long Islanders for one night. Maybe
How
we should just go back to the studio.
Like
the Radio
what
Free
do you think
Long
you are,
Island,
anyway?
This is Sidney Schreiber.
Hey, you. Are you the one causing the trouble back here?
I've never seen anyone like you before in my life.
I was just talking
to these people over here.
I don't need this kind of... Yeah, I can see what you were doing. Let's just go out back and I'll show you how we deal with troublemakers like you.
I don't think this is...
Somebody help!
Okay, I gotta go. I gotta go right now. So long. Bye.
Wow. Eric. Boy. I was trying to say goodbye to the gentleman who just called and say goodbye to...
Well, you're lucky you didn't hear what I just heard over the air. It's just
sounded like a
every
phone.
Every week. I mean, how many weeks?
This guy, Sidney Schreiber, gets it.
We've been on the air for a month now, and by the way, I'd like to say congratulations to everybody involved in producing Radio Free Long Island.
And in listening to Radio
And listening,
Free
all of you. We love you all. We've been here a month.
We can count you on one finger.
Don't say things like that.
No.
But the Sidney Schreiber guy, again, it's simply, I don't know. He's in the back of a bar now somewhere in Huntington, and I suppose he's going to want us to pay his medical bills.
Yes.
Well, next week maybe
we'll
have a different...
Well, he wants us to pay his $5 admission, too, right?
Well, forget that. I know that that's not going to go anywhere.
He's probably going to want us to replate his microphone as well.
Well, his microphone is in the Atlantic Ocean. It's staying there, and hopefully he's not too far behind it. And I don't care who hears me say that, because I've reached that point where I just don't care anymore.
Right.
Sidney's done this enough times to realize that we have to have some sort of a level here, a professionalism.
Right.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Sure. Exactly.
Good. Then tell me. 2:31 we have Radio Free Long Island, USB FM. Are we going to call any more stations? Do you want to call any more stations?
Do you want to try?
Well, why don't we discuss it this time?
Let's call WIKE.
Wait, WIKE? Where's that?
That's in Eisenhower College in Seneca Falls.
Now, that sounds interesting. Where, though, is Seneca Falls?
It's in the 315 area.
I wonder if Bill Senekovich knows about that.
Very funny. He may even be listening. You want to give it a shot?
Well, if he's listening, I'm sure he'll call us and let us know that.
You want to give it a shot?
Yes, I think it would be a good idea. And hopefully we'll get somebody who isn't quite as deep as the last person.
Yeah.
dialing for Nichols.
I seem to remember dialing this one before, but not getting an answer. It's great how you can hear all that and clicks. They're really fun to listen to. Click. It goes, listen to all those clicks. Wow. And a ring. Another ring. Yet another ring. Well, it's almost 2:35 in the morning here. We're trying to talk to W-I-K-E. Wike. If you take the W and turn it upside down, you have my first name. Mike. Well, I don't know if anybody's going to answer.
I'm sorry, Mike. I was on the phone. What?
Was that somebody complaining about how deep we are getting?
In a sense. we're in Seneca Falls now, and the phone's ringing, and...
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Let's try WGMC and...
Did somebody answer?
Hello?
No?
No, I guess not.
Let's talk to a...
Why don't we call WGMC in Greece?
WGMC in Greece?
New York.
Oh. Okay. We'll I didn't think they had a station like that in Greece, but...
Okay, we'll try it.
We'll try anything.
Deep within the Health Science Center at the State University of New York at Stony Brook, the most terrifying experiment in the history of science is out of control. Altered cats.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
Uh-oh. Well, altered cats may be coming, but, doesn't alter the fact that we're not getting an answer here. Where are we calling now?
We're trying to call WGMC in Greece, New York.
In Greece, New York.
Yeah.
A lot of people seem to have better things to do on a Friday night. I can't say yet I disagree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I think we should...
Should hang up on them.
Yeah, let's hang up on them.
Do you have a record or anything queued up?
Well, yes, I do, in fact. Ian Gom has a new album out, and I'm sure a lot of us out there will be very pleased to hear just what's on it.
Yeah, this...
And even if you don't want to hear it, too bad.
We're trying.
kiss, how it made them poor boys smile. When somebody said, oh, come on now, let's make it to the hotel room. The dolls flew back in cover pack, shouting, honey, you spoke too soon. Play that fast thing one more time. It does something to me, and it sure feels fine.
It's not mild like ivory.
Don't drink that formaldehyde, no matter how tasty it looks.
Don't try to get an extra dissection practice on your chums.
Don't bring a microfilm reader into the final exam. The proctor might get suspicious.
And don't innocently assume you can get the Nobel Prize by using your classmates to test those potions you whipped up. And recombinant DNA experiments may sound groovy, and you might think that you know what to do, but don't be a sap. Remember what happened in the Andromeda strain.
Now I bet that, at one time or another, we've all seen Frankenstein and said, say, that looks like a keen idea. Well, just hold your horses, fellas, because grave robbing isn't ethical. And I bet your prof would be mighty sore if he caught you using one of the instructional cadavers. So this is Spunky.
And Bunky.
So long,
and don't play with blasting caps.
I'm
yeah.
The Body Snatchers.
The Body Snatchers.
Hey, hey. Goodbye. Easy Life. It comes from a Dance Craze soundtrack. Mm-hmm. Some good stuff from them. That's the only song in that entire album by the band.
Right.
So what are you up to, Mike?
Well, we're going to make another telephone call. Dialing for Nichols.
Now, I believe this one is in New York City, if I'm not mistaken.
You are not mistaken.
I'm not mistaken. That's nice to know.
For once.
2:47 in the morning, and I'm still awake.
Amazing.
Yeah, what are we Radio Free answer? Long Island. We're going to do something else. Who are we going to talk to?
Let's hope. WFUV.
FUV.
Hey.
Hello. Can I speak to the DJ on air, please?
Yeah, hang on a second.
Thank you. Nice clear connection here.
Very.
Better than that. Hello.
Hello. I'm calling from radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, New York. Can I put you on the air here?
Can you put me on the air?
Yeah, right now. Do you have any objections?
In Stony Brook.
Right.
Hang on one second.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, copy?
Yeah, I'm calling from radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, and is it okay? Do you have any objections to me putting this telephone call on the air?
Putting this telephone call on the air?
Right.
No, not at all.
Okay, you're on the air in Stony Brook, New York.
I guess I am.
Son of a gun, how's everything going there at FUV tonight?
Pretty good. I'm filling in. I'm on a fill-in basis here right now.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone
is. Our normal host is out tonight, and just filling in here.
Uh-huh. What's your name?
My name is Silvio.
Uh-huh. And what are you playing tonight?
I'm playing rock and roll. Right now I got Leon Russell on.
Leon Russell, huh?
Uh-huh.
My name's Mike Juhas, and we've just been calling up a bunch of radio stations throughout the state of New York tonight, and we figured we'd call you folks up, too.
Oh, I appreciate it. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's part of our program called Radio Free Long Island.
Radio Free Long Island.
That's right, where you really never know what's going to happen next.
Spread the word.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's what radio's all about, right?
That's what we say. Uh-huh. So, can you take requests?
Sure.
I'd like to hear Bob Marley and the Wailers jamming.
Oh, you should have called 5 minutes ago. I was doing a reggae set.
Oh, really? Oh, bugger. Well, no, I was talking to some guy in Syracuse on WAER who kept me on for about a half an hour.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, I would have called you sooner.
Well.
But, oh, well, maybe next time, I guess, huh?
Cliff on?
Pardon me?
I had some Jimmy Cliff on.
What were you playing by him?
From I Am the Living, Another Summer.
Uh-huh.
Good track, Another Summer.
Yeah, right. That's his new album, right?
That's a new one, right.
Right. And what's your name? Okay, that's right. You told me that. I'd forgotten all about that. Yeah, I guess you have the potential for covering most of New York City through your own station and most of Long Island through our station at this very moment.
Well, actually, yeah.
we can get them here.
We
dip in well into Suffolk with our own signal.
That's right. I pick you up at my house occasionally.
Into Connecticut and parts of Jersey, Pennsylvania, all the way up to Albany, actually.
Wow, you're 50,000 watts?
50,000.
Yeah, we're 4,000 watts. But, you know, it's better than 10 or 241, you know?
That's right. It sure is.
Yeah, but it's always fun to find out what's going on at other radio stations across the nation.
Yeah.
What's
the farthest you ever called?
Well, we called up England last week.
Mm-hmm.
We also called up Managua, Nicaragua. We called the American Embassy down there. No, serious, we did. But it's just a fun thing that we do, and we're getting the bills for the phone calls mailed to our houses, so that's not so fun. But
I got to queue for another record.
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
Okay, well, it was very nice talking to you then.
So are you.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Hey, he didn't get it.
No, he didn't.
Boy, he'll get it, though. In a few minutes, he'll get it.
As soon as
he'll call us back and say, what do you mean by that? What do you mean, thanks for calling? Mm-hmm. You called me.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We have received communication from Kirk. He said he'd be in.
Oh, Kirk is coming in. He'll be in
around 3:30.
Around 3:30. Okay, so we'll just do things until then, I guess.
I suppose so.
Okay, fine. So we've spoken to stations in New York City now, in Syracuse. Did we ever get through to Buffalo?
Buffalo? No, I don't think we did. You want to try them?
Okay, yeah.
You can't say no, can you?
It's very hard to... We have to put on this announcement first. After that, let's go to Buffalo.
Good.
Step down to low pay, that's right, enroll at the Duluth School of Broadcasting and set yourself up for a career in the radio industry where you never know what's going to happen next. You too can be a real live DJ and you don't even have to speak English. Yes, become a radio announcer and join literally millions of Duluth grads placed in the highly unstable radio biz. Classes that start April 1st can get you on the air by June 1st and on the unemployment lines by July 1st. Act now. Get your application by calling 555-4216 and don't delay. Classes start April 1st, and that's no joke. Get off your duff and call Duluth at 555-4217.
I hope people out there hear that because we're not going to repeat it.
Again.
We are not going to repeat that.
Let's see. Now, we're looking for a number for some station up in Buffalo.
All right, we're going to try Buffalo again.
Well, we never did have Buffalo, did we? Did we?
Well, Mike, use your judgment. I'll be right back.
Okay. So, if anything goes wrong, blame it on the ghost sitting in that control room over there. Let's see. Well, how are you? Okay, we haven't called up WBSU. They're in Brockport. Dialing for Nichols. And I've just completed dialing, as you can tell. I have a tendency, I think I'm boring a lot of people at this. Isn't that right, gang? They're all falling asleep here. This is Brockport State that we're trying to call it. Hear those clicks? Click, 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 click. There's another one. And there's our funny ring. Boy, they sure do ring funny in Brockport. It's a rather unprofessional sound. Well. See, I'm kind of powerless at this point because I can hang up on them. But then I'd have to chatter for a few minutes till Eric gets back. Well, doesn't appear to be anybody home there. Oh well, you lose. Let's try somebody else. Anybody hear any good jokes lately? How about you? Huh? Any? How come I'm not getting a dial tone? I don't know. Eric, would you come back here? There we go. And we're well on our way to calling up WITR. Oh, you picked a fine time to come back. I'm trying to call up.
I could leave again if you want and not come back for 20 minutes.
Okay, we're ringing WITR.
Who are we trying to communicate with now?
WITR in Rochester. Which this is not. This is one of the...
for
assistance. You made a mistake.
How did I make a mistake?
I don't know how you did it, but...
I'm sorry. We are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
She's so sincere when she says that.
What's going on here next week, Eric?
Okay, next week, I don't know if you know this, but I am not going to be here.
What?
No, I won't be here next week.
Wait a minute.
In the flesh.
I'm supposed to do this all by myself?
Well, I don't know. That's your option, of course, but I have to attend a convention in Washington, D.C. But I'll tell you something, Mike.
Yeah.
I am willing to co-host the show from Washington, D.C. It may not sound that good over telephone lines, but I'm willing to do it.
Well, maybe we'll do that.
So I'll talk to you one way or the other from Washington, D.C. But I'm afraid I just can't be here in person. That's the way it goes.
Thanks for telling me about this.
Oh, yeah, I figured you should know.
Yeah, it's always...
So you wouldn't get all flustered next Friday night when you realize you're here all by yourself.
Where the hell's Eric?
Okay, I can tell you that your call did go through.
I have received a report that it's been snowing in Boston.
God knows where you got that report, but...
From this guy over here.
Oh.
Another click.
That little bird told you or something. It's going to ring. Right about now. Good.
Who's going to have pizza with me next Friday?
I'm willing to even do that. I'll buy a pie down in Washington and,
They're like cardboard down there.
I'll only eat half of it.
I was down in Washington once with a bunch of people. We ordered pizzas sent up to our hotel room. They were, like, really terrible. We threw them out the window, out onto the road. 8 floors down below.
Typical wasteful American.
You know. Well, I've got an even better call to make.
Well...
This won't take but a minute.
Okay.
I know this'll be easy to go through.
Because I want to put on some music now. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Hello, you reached the USB program information hotline.
And that number is 246-3646 if you want to find out what's going on over USB program information hotline.
That's us.
Yeah. We're going to go to some music now. We'll be back in a little while. I guess we're going overtime just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Do we have anything special lined up?
Well, I was thinking of making an interesting call somewhere, but...
You can't think of where.
We'll find someplace. No problem there.
Okay.
hell, that was madness. And I guess if I'm permitted to throw my opinion in on that, I don't like it as much as the live version, One Step Beyond. Ooh. And anyway, you're listening to Radio Free Long Island over WUSB, Stony Brook.
96 degrees in the shade. Real hot in the shade. 96 degrees in the shade. Real hot, oh yes, in the shade. Said it was 96 degrees.
Degrees in the shade. Strictly dubwise on 90.1 FM. Third World. It's 96 Degrees in the Shade. That's the album. The song is 1885. I don't know why. All I sing is 96 Degrees in the Shade in it. But a gentleman just called up while that song was running, saying that he was watching one of his subscription television services, and that program on at the time, right now, was Cuba or something like that. Very interesting. So that's the power of Radio Free Long Island. That's the power we have over your medium. That's right. So, and without further ado, last week we played the Fabulous Titans. I started off playing them at 33 by mistake, and they should have been played at 45. So for equal...